in studio with us, a guy who's very busy right about now getting ready for the Roseland Community Center coming up on Sunday. Jake Ward is here. Good morning, Jake. Good
morning, Pat.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
We are fairly close to the event now, about 48 hours away. And I expect as one
is
of the organizers.
Is it that soon?
Yes. Oh, by the way, it's this Sunday,
Jake.
Oh, God.
I really shouldn't be here.
But as long as you're here, let's talk about it. Because, you know, two of the things that I expect at least from this Sunday's event are that it is going to be extremely colorful and extremely tasty. Would that be accurate?
I think those are both great adjectives. It's going to be very multicultural and vibrant, which is what Roseland is. So, and yeah, we have a bunch of amazing food. And I think some people are like, oh, cool, there's art and music. Just get me to the food.
Yeah, are there food trucks involved in this thing or restaurants only?
You know, there's a little bit of both. A lot of the brick and mortars from Sebastopol Road are creating little mobile vending stations under pop-up tents. And then we'll have a truck there as well. So you're going to get to try some tacos. You'll get to try some Peruvian cuisine, and then we'll have stuff for kids. You know, if they're not as into the spice, we've got, you know, hot dogs and all that too. So everything, the gamut's covered.
Jake, two questions for you. First one's personal. Do you consider yourself a Santa Roselandian? Because, you know, Roseland's like right in the middle there.
Yeah, well, I've been in Santa Rosa my whole life and Roseland for the last several years, so I'll take it. I'm a Santa Roselandian, sure.
Okay, very good.
You heard it here first.
He's becoming annexed is what he's trying to say. He's in process of being annexed right now.
I didn't want to go there. Just making a joke there. I love what you guys are trying to do, sort of blending the Latino community in with the Anglo community, and you're doing that with the bands.
Right. Yeah, you're trying to use like art and music to integrate people. I think what was a lot of the premise. And on that note, I want to give a shout out because Neil Pacheco is a gigantic force of this event. There would be no Roseland Community Festival without Neil Pacheco. So I want to say thank you to him and his family, who have been extremely supportive of making this possible and could not be here this morning. But we love you, Neil. And Neil is why there is all this amazing. He's brought in so much of the art and sponsors and vendors. And really, it's been a collaborative effort.
We'll talk about the art for a second, Jake.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm curious about what kind of representations there are going to be on Sunday.
Well, we've only been going at this, as we talked about last time, for a couple months. So we just started putting out the word on social media, talking to people we knew, and we got a pretty good roster. I think that next year, having a whole year to plan, we'll be able to cast a lot wider net and got a lot of people. Because part of me is like, oh man, I know there's so many artists that we did not connect with this time around. But that being said, we're doing an entire pop-up gallery where we're bringing in fake walls, and we're going to have different sculpture artists and painters and photographers. So there'll be a wide mix of
like
visual
art. Like
a pop-up
museum.
Yeah, sort of. So,
you know, you could have invited the Cheech over.
The Cheech?
Maybe the Cheech next year, Cheech Marin,
right,
who is about to open a museum in Southern California. They're going to call it the Cheech, and it's all Chicano art, and most of it from his own collection.
Okay.
So maybe he'd like to be a part of the Roseland Festival next year.
Well, if he's not from Roseland, he's really not eligible. No,
I'm just kidding.
We would have the Cheech.
Yeah, he'd be okay to invite in, right?
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a glorious day, and weather-wise, it's going to be superb.
Yeah,
but I think, you know, based on the energy that we've all felt from you and from Neil and the other folks that are involved in this event, no doubt it's going to be a party.
I think it will be. In the bands that we have from the local neighborhood too are just tremendous. I mean, Black Sheep Brass Band, who they're just raucous. It's like they're second line funk brass band, but we're like almost like with some hip hop flavor. And then Easy Leaves, and I know someone loves Easy Leaves on the other line here.
Okay, all right.
Odd Job Ensemble and North Bay Cabaret and Symmetry Performing Arts. So there'll be circus acts and belly dancers and poetry.
Wow.
Yeah, and then all of the Banda Pacifica, Nuevos Aventureros, Hasid Guerrero, Jose Santa Maria, Miss Latina Wine Country doing a fashion show. Just so much.
Now, do you charge for this event, or how does that work?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Pat. It is a 100% free event.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very grateful. We got a grant from the county through Creative Sonoma and their pop-up creativity grant program, which is what helped get it started. And from there, just worked with businesses from within the community to underwrite the event so that we could offer it 100% free. And there's a lot of stuff there for families and kids. So it's very exciting that we got all that support and are able to do this.
And one of the reasons they said that they gave you the grant, Creative Soma, is that you had done your homework when you applied. Look at you.
Which is weird, because I'm not very academic. But
well, you know what? A great idea is a great idea. And the execution of that idea, man, that's proof positive.
Well,
good
God,
stuff.
That's to be seen, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll find out on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a glorious event, and we are looking forward to going to it, to encouraging Sonoma County to go to it, and also to hearing all about it on Monday.
Oh, boy, yeah. I mean, God, I'll be sleeping. I'm not reading the reviews. I'm just going to take a nap. So.
Well, you're allowed a nap after that, but I know it's been a labor of love, and as you say, in a really short period of time. So congratulations in advance for that.
Thank you very much.
And the Roseland Community Festival coming up Sunday in Roseland. Is it noon to 6, noon to 5?
It's from noon to 6. It's at the Roseland Village Neighborhood Center at 555 Sebastopol Road in Roseland.
I don't think you'll be able to miss it, by the way.
Yeah, you'll probably catch it if you go by down the Dollar Tree. You'll see us there. And then after the event, we're having an after party at Whiskey Tip. So we're going to keep the party going. You can send the kids
home. Yes, please.
Send the kids home. Larry will be at the after party. Yeah.
Larry will be on the dance floor, you know, doing the worm. So yeah, you're not going to want to miss that.
How did you know he was really good at that?
He's got a worm quality. I don't know. Actually, that doesn't sound right. Hold on.
No, it doesn't, but I'll use it again. Thanks a lot for that.
Oh, boy. Okay. Sorry,
Jake,
Larry.
Jake, thanks so much for being here, and much, much success to you and to this event.
Thank you.
And to Neil, too.
And to Neil and his family. Thanks to them so much.
Indeed. Viva Roseland this Sunday.